with final sports stories for the morning. It seems as though Coach Shukri Conrad is rather satisfied with his team's progress, despite the T20 series loss to Australia. Now, Conrad expressed that he was not disheartened by the 2-1 series scoreline, pronouncing himself satisfied that everything is pretty much on track for the T20 World Cup in India and Sri Lanka taking place next year. Meanwhile, in England, coming off the back of a 5-test series against India, England shifted their attention to the upcoming white ball assignments. England have announced their squads for the limited overs series against South Africa and Ireland. Now, a major boost for the hosts comes in the form of pacer Jofra Archer's inclusion for both the ODI and the T20 series. Having made his comeback to the longest format following a 4-year hiatus, pacer Sonny Baker has received his maiden call-up as well to the England squad for the ODI series against South Africa, as well as the Ireland's T20s. Now, this just in, there could be a World Cup winning Springbok that could be on his way to Japan to join many other South Africans currently playing in League One. Center Lukanyo Am is considering a move to Japan to continue his playing career. If the move should materialize, the 42-test Bok would join the likes of Malcolm Marks, Cheslin Kolbe, Faf de Klerk, Luet de Jager, Peter Steph Dutoy, and Manny Lebok in Japan. Meanwhile, in Cape Town, the Stormers are reportedly trying to bring a Springbok hooker to Cape Town, along with Bok tight head prop Wilco Lowe. John Dobson's side have set their sights on Marnus van der Merwe, who is also on the radar of the Sharks, Lions, and English club Saracens. However, it is definitely confirmed that Lowe has signed a 4-year deal and will join the Stormers in mid-2026 after leaving the Bulls. Now, in some Super Sunday fixtures for your entertainment, we have three main games in our midst in the Premier League, starting with Nottingham Forest, who are short of options across the pitch and in urgent need of reinforcements for the start of the season, their manager said. Also warning that a lack of depth could hamper their first European campaign since 1996. Nottingham Forest are set to play in the Europa League, having been promoted in Crystal Palace's place after the Court of Arbitration for Sport dismissed the London club's appeal against UEFA's decision to demote them to the Conference League. In the Pride of London, Enzo Maresca is keen for Chelsea to sign a centre-back to cover the absence of the injured Levi Colwill. The England international is set to miss most of the new season after suffering an anterior cruciate ligament injury in training. However, the game on everybody's lips, Man United take on Arsenal at 6 p.m. Mikel Arteta has challenged Arsenal to keep digging for gold as they prepare to start their latest bid title since 2004 against a revamped Manchester United side. However, head coach Ruben Amorim is convinced that they will have more momentum going into the games. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. That's all the time that we have together this morning. Waraslangeni, signing out.